You want to dance that dance, Buster? The Second Amendment refers specifically to personal ownership of guns for use in a state militia, not to just go around and blow other people's heads off when you feel like it. And the Founding Fathers viewed the Constitution as a set of rules to be amended and adjusted frequently, not locked forever in 1787. And if you don't believe that, may I remind you that the gun rights to which you cling are not in the Constitution as originally written. They are in one of the freaking amendments, just as flexible and not as original to the document as that 14th Amendment you all want to repeal. But just in case you think we have plumbed the depths of Mr. Shaw's amazing stupidity, wait, there's more. We have millions of gun owners in this country, law-abiding citizens. It was gun owners that kept Jared Loughner from reloading his weapon during the Tucson shooting. And it was a gun owner who admitted he came within a second or two of mistaking one of the survivors of the slaughter for the perpetrator. The man said he had reached for his gun in order to shoot him. We have gun violence in this country because we have guns. Republicans don't even stop to think that to argue otherwise is the same as if they said that the Republican Party believes America has more crazy people than other countries. And I don't give a good goddamn if the gun you're raffling off, partner, is a Glock or a Jeremy Glick. Just keep your violence fetish to yourself until we get past the one-year anniversary of the day somebody in your town and your gun-crazed state and climate walked up to your congressman and put a hole in her head. Acting Pima, Arizona County Republican Chairman Mike Shaw, the title might be acting, but the craziness, sadly, is not. Today's second day in a row, worst person in the world.